Can you build me this project?
About a dozen kids are huddled inside the Brownwood Park Recreation Center in East Atlanta on a rainy afternoon. 12 kids, ages 8 to 11, trapped inside after school could be a nightmare for some. But these kids are busy learning about electricity. They're building circuits from electronic components like those used in computers and cell phones. All the while, they're learning how electricity powers things by building model doorbells, powering little propellers, and even playing music from an iPhone through a little speaker. This is the East Atlanta Kids Club, an afternoon school mentoring and tutoring program. Kevin DeMarco, a PhD student at Georgia Tech, is on hand to teach these kids the finer points of how electricity works. Things like why the speakers stop working and cut off Beyonce, or why a light goes out when you flip the switch to off.
Yeah, and it's no longer a what circuit?
Complete circuit.
It's what we call edutainment.
Jill Cedar heads the Kids Club, which she helped found 18 years ago. Research shows quality educational after-school programming can help cut achievement gaps and improve students' attendance records. Cedar says her program has ballooned into a holistic approach to help kids whose parents would likely struggle to afford quality after-school care.
We find out about each kid, sort of what they need to work on, you know, from their report cards, from talking to their parents, to talking to teachers when we can.
The Kids Club serves low-income kids ages 7 to 18 that live in or near East Atlanta. Last year, it served about 80 kids. Nearly all of them were African-American, and almost all of their parents or guardians reported household incomes that qualified them to receive public assistance. Cedar says she and her staff frequently have to address problems that aren't just scholastic.
There have been kids who are depressed because there's just a lot going on at home. There may be a certain degree of chaos in the house because due to financial pressures or, you know, one parent being incarcerated. The power's been cut off. There's been some violence in the home that they've witnessed.
Cedar says they'll have some kids enrolled in Kids Club for years and that the staff's role extends beyond basic after-school care.
We have driven kids to venues where they can receive some counseling. In most cases, we'll ask the parents to come in. We'll have a conference. We'll say, here's some things we've noticed.
The program has shown promising results. Since Kids Club began tracking school performance more than a decade ago, the majority of its students have shown improvements on standardized tests in reading and language arts. When it comes to math, some years up to 75% of the kids show improvements. Renee Allen sent her 7 children to East Atlanta Kids Club. She said it's opened up their lives to new opportunities.
They've learned to do other things, you know, the arts, the sciences, entrepreneurship.
Allen says 2 of her daughters continued their education after college. One even came back to work for a while at the Kids Club. There are other intensive after-school programs like this in Atlanta, including the Boys and Girls Clubs and a handful of other nonprofits. But it's not enough. According to the nonprofit After School Alliance, Georgia has about 600,000 low-income kids who qualify for federally funded after-school programs. But not even 10% attend one, mostly because there just aren't enough programs. Back in the rec center, 10-year-old Demesia Crawford says she likes that she gets help with homework at Kids Club. She's been coming for 3 years and says it helps her in school.
When they help us, they teach it to us. They don't give us straight to the answers, but they help us. And it helped me in school because when she asks the questions, I know it.
Demesia says when she not only knows the answer, but understands it, that makes her feel good. Michelle Aloy,
WABE.